Welcome to Witch Talks, the series for spiritual seekers, witches, and enlightened souls. I'm Hannah the Suburban Witch, professional tarot reader, astrologer, and witch, and I hope you're ready to get up close and personal with your favourite witches. Hello, you beautiful thing. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am so glad to have you sharing your energy with me. It is my belief that energy is everything, and it doesn't matter the difference in time, space, anything like that. We are sharing energy together, you and I, right now, and it's a beautiful thing. Today, I am tackling a topic that is a rather hot topic in the spiritual, witchy, astrology community, and that is Mercury retrograde. What's the deal with Mercury retrograde? I'm glad you asked, because I am going to info dump all the things that I know here today so that you feel up to speed and prepared for this astrological phenomenon. Does anyone else have that go through their head when they say things like phenomena? Like, it's not even the right words for that. The other words that pop into my head now are banana boat, and that shows the effectiveness of advertising. You wanted weird, right? That's why you come to my podcast? I hope so. So Mercury retrograde, this is a term that is thrown around a lot in the spiritual community, and it is often portrayed as a time of fear and disaster, which causes most people to panic. But do you really know what it means? Let me give you the lowdown on what is actually going on in the sky, how it affects us as a collective, and how it may affect you personally based on your own natal chart. I will be including the dates and details for all of the upcoming 2024 Mercury retrograde season. If you happen to come to this episode in the future and those dates are no longer relevant, I always update my blog post on my website with the up-to-date dates for the year ahead. So in 2025, you can simply jump on my website, suburbanwitchery.com, head to the blog. You'll see there's an astrological like subsection, which makes it very easy. You can use the search function to find Mercury retrograde, and that will always have the year ahead's dates for you to look at. Pop down in your diary or your calendar so you can feel extremely prepared. Firstly, let's touch on what Mercury is. Mercury is the planet closest to the sun. And in astrology, he is known as the trickster planet who controls our mind, how we think, how we communicate, and how we learn. Mercury also governs technology, transport, and short-term travel. Depending on your level of mythology understanding, you may notice some similarities with Mercury to a couple of deities, the main one being Hermes. And you would be right. Mercury is the Roman equivalent of Hermes, so Mercury as a deity, and then the planets are named after deities. Just a fun little side fact. If you listened to my episode last week where we were talking about deities, we definitely covered Hermes and Thoth and a few other ones as well. Definitely worth a listen if you haven't yet. So Mercury goes retrograde, which you can sub in the word retrograde for backwards. It goes backwards about 3 to 4 times per year. On average, its orbit is 4 times shorter than Earth's. So the Mercury orbit is 88 days. That's how long it takes for a full revolution of the sun. And it's said to be in retrograde, or in a backwards motion, when it appears to move backwards in the sky from our vantage point on Earth. So it doesn't actually change its physical orbit, but it does appear to move backwards in our sky if we are viewing it from Earth. This backwards motion causes a shift in the energy of the planet and what it controls, usually causing things to slow down. And contrary to popular belief, it is not all bad news and doom and gloom. Some common effects of Mercury retrograde are delays in your commute, misplacing things, technology glitches and crashes, communication breakdowns. Sometimes we bump into or dream about our ex, and it can cause us to revisit memories that we sometimes would rather avoid. But good things can happen too. Maybe you write that beautiful blog post and the computer crashes and you lose it all. But when you write it the second time, it is a million times better. Ask me how I know this one. Yes, it has happened to me. This is from my own personal experience. So Mercury retrogrades can help us to refine our projects. Now, the most intense moments where we really see these issues pop up are during the start and end of the shadow period, which is 2 weeks before the retrograde actually even starts, and the start and the end of the echo, which is 2 weeks after. It's those liminal times that I find it really just wreaks havoc. They're kind of the most strong, they're like the strongest points in this cycle. Now, I mentioned earlier natal charts. So everyone has a natal chart. That is your birth chart. That is a map of the sky from the moment that you were born. You can run this for free using a bunch of different things online, such as astrosofa.com, astroapp.com. Astroapp's my favorite as an astrologer, but it could be a little intense if you've not looked at a natal chart before. But what we're looking for is the house and the sign of your Mercury placement, as this can tell you how you communicate, how you learn. For example, I have my Mercury in Virgo, and Mercury rules over Virgo. Like, it is the ruler of Virgo. So this is a happy placement for Mercury. Mercury also rules over Gemini. So if you have a Gemini Mercury or a Virgo Mercury, Gemini is pretty happy there. So as a Virgo Mercury, I communicate quickly in a down-to-earth and practical manner. As someone who listens to me communicating and is doing so right now, do you agree with that? Am I communicating quickly in a down-to-earth and practical manner? I would say yes. My thoughts are very organized and I'm prompt in my responses to others. But my Mercury also falls into my eighth house of business, which means I'm great at focusing my mind on research, strategy, and keeping secrets, which is perfect for my role as a business owner and tarot reader. Now, some of you may notice a sneaky little RX next to your Mercury placement in your natal chart. This indicates that you were born during a Mercury retrograde. It happens 3 to 4 times a year for a 3-week period. So there's a lot of people that are born during Mercury retrograde, so you're not alone. If this is you, it means you are more reflective than others and you think differently to most people. A lot of creative people have this placement, as you see things from a different angle or a different perspective to others. Steve Jobs, Lady Gaga, Madonna, they were all born during a Mercury retrograde. And it's rumored that Leonardo da Vinci was too. These people often shine during Mercury retrograde times as they actually feel more like themselves. So if you are someone that says, "What's everyone on about? I don't even notice when it's Mercury retrograde," you're likely born under one. So it's kind of like your natural state of being. So an example of some mishaps that can happen during Mercury retrograde. I'm going to give you a story from February 2020. It was a Mercury retrograde that occurred in Pisces, which, as a rising Aquarius myself, this triggered my second house of love and money. This might sound a little bit complex. You can always book a reading with me or chat with an astrologer friend to find out where each Mercury retrograde is going to be lighting up in your own personal chart. The Mercury retrograde was lighting up my second house of love and money and values. And I had a beautiful influx of bookings, a tidy sum of incoming funds, only to lose that exact amount. I'm talking exact amount the very next day by getting a speeding fine because I was running late. The following day, and this is where my earlier example comes from, I was trying to create a new page from my website. I tried 3 times and it would not save. So I resolved to try again when the retrograde was over, at which point it worked perfectly, and that page ended up being so much better than what I'd originally planned for it. Now, if you do know your rising sign, I'm just going to give you a little hint at what area of life this upcoming retrograde may be affecting you in. Typically, I do use the Placidus housing system with my charts, so this could be slightly different depending on the time of birth. But just as an average, I'm going to go through the rising signs. So this upcoming retrograde, you'll hear when I do the dates at the end of this episode, it's going to be a retrograde in Aries. So if you have your rising sign, or look, your sun as well, if you're not sure what your rising sign is, you can read this for your sun sign. If your rising sign is in Aries, then this means this Mercury retrograde will affect your first house or the house of identity, yourself, how you look, how you present yourself to the world. If your rising sign is Taurus, this will be highlighting your 12th house, the house of spirituality, illness, isolation, religion. If your rising sign is Gemini, the Aries Mercury retrograde will be highlighting your 11th house. This is the house of community, of education and organizations. So I would suggest it is not the best time for you to organize a community event or anything of those sorts. If your rising sign is in Cancer, this will be highlighting your 10th house of career and higher calling. So this is going to affect you potentially in your job, especially if it's things like signing a contract for your job, presenting something for your job, anything like that. Take it easy. Read everything very slowly. Don't rush ahead. If you're a rising Leo, this one will be affecting your 9th house of higher education, travel, learning. Really, really good time for you to go back to a course of study that you haven't yet finished. If you are a rising Virgo, then this will be affecting your 8th house. Now, this 8th house is really the house of sexuality, sex, other people's money, taxes, and shadow work and business. So for those who are rising Virgos, I highly recommend during this Mercury retrograde in Aries, this one in April 2024, I recommend that you do some shadow work and make sure your taxes are up to scratch as well. It's a really good time to revisit your tax documentation and make sure everything's okay. If you're a rising Libra, this will be affecting your 7th house of relationships, your relationship with other people, your one-on-one relationships. So definitely keep an eye on those text messages, mate, and make sure you are speaking carefully. If you are a rising Scorpio, this will be highlighting your 6th house of daily work routines, health and fitness. So this is like your day-to-day stuff. I'd be saying those who are rising Scorpios, this is going to affect you guys the most in terms of like your daily commute, getting delayed in that. Maybe you go back to an old diet that you've tried once or twice. Try it again, you know? For those who are rising Sagittarius, this will be highlighting your 5th house of creativity. This is a perfect time for you to go back to a creative project and finish it off. Or to revisit childhood memories, memories of your children as you were a child, anything around kids as well. Connect with your inner child. If you're a rising Capricorn, this will be highlighting your 4th house. This is the house of home, finances. So not a good time for you to be moving house. If you can delay it till after the retrograde, that's perfect. If you can't, again, take everything slowly and do things carefully. If you're a rising Aquarius, like myself, this current one will be highlighting the 3rd house. The 3rd house is regarding teaching, social networking, communicating with those that are around you, like your neighbors, your siblings, those people in your like closer circles. I also think it's somewhat funny that I happen to be presenting a class at the Shield and Spell Summit just as this Mercury retrograde is starting. I've also got my Rapture class coming out, which guess what, has been delayed. And then my course is relaunching as well. You'd think I would time all of this better, but a lot of this had to do with external factors as well that I couldn't control, such as my husband's schedule. The Shield and Spell Summit is with Wendy Marta Houseman, so she's hosting that, so it was on her schedule. And so all I'm doing, as per usual, is I am making sure I'm reading my notes very effectively. I'm going very slowly through it all. I'm backing up my computer. I'm keeping copies of everything. So I'm just being super duper careful. So sometimes you'll find with Mercury retrograde, there's stuff you're not supposed to do, but you can't help it. Like, you can't control everything. This is a prime example of that. So just don't let it stress you out. Just remember to keep it front and center of mind of being careful and cautious and slow. Now, if you're a rising Pisces, this one will be affecting your 2nd house of love and money. So again, expect some potentially money things to happen, or sometimes this is where the exes pop up, especially in our dreams as well. Now, if you are having dreams about exes, just as a side note, because it does happen, this doesn't mean that you used to want to be with them, okay? So please just remember that. I do have a blog post all about dream interpretation if you need to read it. I do offer dream interpretations if you're having recurring ones that you can't get through. But I do get asked this a lot, like, I'm dreaming about my ex, what does this mean? And the symbolism around that, just as a very weird side note, this is not what the episode's about. But if you are dreaming about an ex, absolutely it can mean that there's something unresolved there, or that they had a quality or something that you see in yourself or you don't like seeing in yourself, and it's something's bringing it up to bring it to your attention, and it doesn't always mean you want to get back with them. I hope that clears that up. Now, this is just for this Mercury retrograde, so remember, everyone that's going to be in a different sign is going to affect you differently and highlight a different area of your chart. So I have some do's and don'ts for you when it comes to Mercury retrograde. The best thing to keep in mind is the RE. RE for retrograde. This reminds us to review. RE, review. Review and read over things before signing them. Read the small print. Review emails before sending. Next, we want to revise. So work on your finances or rewrite that essay. Edit your book. Revision work is strongest during this time. Repair. So RE, repair. Fix up something old. Give it a revamp. Research. So you want to be researching what you're doing before you do it. This is the time when communication can be misconstrued, so you want to make sure that your research is sound. Next, we want to reconnect. Sometimes old friends make an appearance, or we suddenly wish to revive an old relationship. It is a good time to reconnect, but maybe not a good time to go back to an ex if it didn't end the best way. Now, you also want to remember. Remember to leave early for appointments, expect delays, and always have a backup plan. Reapply. Reapply for that job you didn't get. Return to a course you didn't finish. This is the perfect time to go back to things that you haven't completed yet. Pick up that craft basket and finish off that project. And lastly, we want to read. Read all your emails before you send them and your text messages, and try not to make any major decisions during this time. We don't want to be signing a contract. We don't want to be starting a new job. And if you do, sometimes this means that it won't be a very long time that you're in that job or in that home if you're signing a house contract. Or it might mean that you end that role or end your stay at that house during the next or a following Mercury retrograde time. Think of it like a little cycle, right? Now, if you can't avoid it, keep in mind that during Mercury retrograde, if you have to sign a contract, if you have to start a new job, it is actually the perfect time to negotiate. Again, make sure you're reading everything super duper thoroughly, more than you normally would, to just make sure first. It could be a good time though to renegotiate on your wage, renegotiate the price of the house, and all that jazz. If you have things you need to return, this is a good time to do it as well. If I ever have something that I've lost the receipt for, this is usually where I wait for the next Mercury retrograde period to take it back to the store, because the likelihood that they will accept it without the receipt is higher during Mercury retrograde time. That's my hot little astrologer tip for you there. You're welcome. So instead of making new commitments or starting a new project, the whole vibe is review, refresh and revamp all the old ones. And see this as an opportunity to do that 3 to 4 times a year. How wonderful. It's a dedicated space in our year to go back and finish things off, tie up the loose ends. Block it out as your revision time. It is a wonderful way to look at it. Along all of these lines, as I said earlier, Mercury can affect things like technology. If you do have a Mercury ruled placement in your big 3. So if you are a rising moon or sun in Virgo or Gemini, it has been my experience dealing with many, many clients that Mercury retrogrades seem to feel stronger for those of us with these placements. Or if you have a stellium in a Mercury ruled sign such as Virgo or Gemini, basically heavy energy in that area, it just seems to affect us a little bit more. Longtime listeners of the podcast will recall last year when I lost 3 amazing interview episodes that I had recorded with guests, and I had to redo one of them and pay $650 to recoup the other ones from a data specialist. That was quite the tricky lesson to learn. What I do now, literally the moment that I have finished recording an episode with one of my guests, I immediately upload it so that it is on YouTube as a private video for myself, because you can re-download them from there And then I've also still got it in the cloud on my OneDrive account. So I have two backups for every interview episode, and that is done immediately and has saved me so much hassle. So technically, it was a lesson I needed to learn, and it has taught me a very valuable skill moving forward with my business. So when can we expect the next Mercury retrograde to affect us? So the following dates are for 2024. Reminder that I am in Brisbane, so this is the Australian dates. Sometimes it may be the day prior for you if you are in the US or Europe, but not always. So April 2nd until April 25th. This Mercury retrograde is happening in Aries. The whole vibe for this one is think before you act and slow the fuck down. Remember, we have a 2-week period prior to this called the Mercury shadow period, and a 2-week period after this called the echo. Just a little backstep into what that means and why we call it that. So the way we work out the shadow periods, it's based on the degrees of Mercury's movements. So it moves in a anti-clockwise direction around the astrology chart, which means it's moving forwards in astrology. So the pre-shadow will begin when Mercury passes over for the first time the degree that it will end up coming back to at the end of the retrograde. So on March 19th, 2024, Mercury went to 15 degrees of Aries, and that was the beginning of the shadow period. On April 2nd, that's when the Mercury retrograde will begin, when Mercury is at 27 degrees of Aries. So it was at 15 degrees, and then all the way up to 27 degrees, we call this the shadow. The retrograde period is when Mercury is moving backwards from 27 degrees all the way back to that 15 degrees. It gets there on April 25th, and that's when the retrograde ends, and we say Mercury is going direct, which means it's going forwards again. That's also when the post-shadow begins, or the echo. And that echo remains in effect, so the effects are still there, until the 27th, which is where it got previously when the retrograde began. So we go from 15 to 27, 27 back to 15, 15 back to 27. So you can see it does this little dance, right? It goes, it's like, oh, I'm going to come back here. So 15 degrees, I'll see you later. I'm just going to go say hi to 27. Hey, 27, actually I've left something over at 15. Let's go back over there, revisiting old territory. And then, hey, 15, see you later. I'll see you again later on next orbit. Going back over to 27 to continue my way forward. I hope that makes sense. It is a little tricky to get it across audibly. It's a little tricky to get across audibly. I'm doing lots of motions with my hands that you obviously cannot see. So remember with this one, think before you act, slow the fuck down. The next Mercury retrograde period is happening in August, so August 5th until August 29th. Now, I personally have a trip booked around then, and you might think, uh-oh, Mercury retrograde is not good for travel because of delays and things like that. But Mercury rules over short distance travel, things like your commute. It's not talking about long distance travel. So if your travel is taking more than 1 hour, I would say that doesn't fall into the short distance. So for me flying to Europe, I'm not concerned. I am going to make sure that I print out all of my tickets and take them in hard copy though, just in case I have any glitches on my phone. So in August, from the 5th until the 29th, that Mercury retrograde will begin in Virgo and end in Leo. The tips for that is I would recommend during that time writing out your meal plans for the next month, get your yearly doctor's checkup, and restart any abandoned creative ventures. Pro tip during that one, don't change your hair during that retrograde. So no hair appointments in August, please. And later in the year, we have a third retrograde period, which begins on November 26th until December 16th. And that retrograde period is in Sagittarius. The advice around that one is to be sensitive to others' feelings and opinions. Hold your tongue. Definitely be careful what you let out, especially in writing. Now, you may notice that all of the retrogrades for 2024 are mostly in fire signs. We have two of them that begin in earth signs, the one in January and August, both beginning in an earth sign and ending in a fire. But overall, majority are in fire signs, which means that they're also good for doing things like developing your creativity. And it won't be so rough for people with their sun or rising in an air or a fire sign. Magic-wise, I would say that Mercury retrograde periods are a really good time if you need to do a return to sender spell, justice, karma, any of those sorts of workings, as well as shadow work that deals with past issues that you haven't yet healed or moved on from. So you now have all the information that you need to attack this year and future years with charm and ease. There is no reason to be scared of Mercury retrograde as long as you remember to relax and to slow down. Back up all your files. One little tip that I do through Mercury retrograde, because I have learnt from the past, as I'm working on something, for example, I was making my landing page for the psychic divination course that I have, which, by the way, I will be opening the doors to that on April 10th, 2024. Early bird is for 1 week until April 17th, and that will save you $300 if you sign up in that first week. So absolutely get on the wait list so you hear about it first. And the doors are open until the end of April. So yesterday I was revamping my landing page for that. Like, okay, putting in the updated dates, the early bird pricing. I've got a payment plan in there. So the early bird payment plan is 6 monthly payments of $105, or you can pay in full, which is $599. This course is my pride and joy. I am so, so proud of it. It is wonderful, and I get rave reviews from all of my students. You'll be able to see all of the information there once I release it out again. But as I was going through it, literally the smallest change, save. Add a full stop, I'd hit save. Italicize a word, hit save. Every second moment I was pressing save, because I have done this before, and it's shadow period right now where I've, you know, forgotten to save, and then the computer freezes up, crashes, and you lose all of your work, and we don't want that. So save frequently. Same with when I'm working with Premiere Pro around this time, when I'm going to be editing this episode today, I will be saving every 2 minutes, even though I have autosave on, extra saves. I learned this the hard way. And that's not something to be fearful of, it's something to be mindful of, but it's a good lesson to have anyway. I'm also spending the rest of this month revising and editing my book, basically a final revision. I'm feeling really good about it. I've got a new title for it. My query letter is good to go. I have my comp novel titles finally. If you've been watching me rant and rave about finding comp novels. So a lot's happening. It's very exciting. And I think Mercury retrograde is a great opportunity. And if we can look at it that way and try to educate everyone else that it's an opportunity, it's not just doom and gloom, I think that's going to go a long way to helping people as well. I hope you've got a lot out of this episode. I hope it has taught you a little bit about Mercury retrograde and what it means. If you want to know where it is in your chart and what that means for you, you can hit me up for an astrology report. I also do kids reports as well. It's a PDF multi-page document that I send through to you, made specifically for you. The adult ones take about an hour and a half for me to create. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm right deep into your chart, and it's wonderful, it's beautiful. Or you can book a call with me and we can chat about it face to face. Either way, I wish you luck this Mercury retrograde season, and I will see you next week where I'm answering another of our Hannah Help Me questions. Next week's episode tackles a question that revolves around working with an altar, ancestors, and deities. And it's the second last episode for this season. I'll see you there.